The stars were not right. This fact was burned into the minds of every human being living on the ruin we called planet Earth. Once the stars were white pinpricks of light against a black sky. They were comforting guides to astronomers, lovers, and sailors. The little dots of light hinted at vistas that humanity might one day visit. Those are not the stars of tonight's world. The stars I'd grown up with, which hung above me this evening, were red, orange, and yellow burning orbs that pulsated and hummed with eldritch energies. Sometimes the night sky was black, other times white, and others still colors not meant for human eyes. Billions of years ago, the alien gods known as the Great Old Ones descended from the sky to claim our still primordial world as their own. Entering an epic long hibernation, they and their servant races slept as the world evolved around them. A dozen sentient races lived and went extinct before the rise of humanity. In the 21st century, the Great Old Ones had reclaimed the Earth and humanity was reduced to small tribes, scattered towns, and bandit gangs. It was like the Old West reborn, though I supposed it was a new East, given we lived in the ruins of Massachusetts. Every year, it seemed humanity drifted closer and closer to extinction with no end in sight. The stars were the most visible sign of the Great Old One's presence, altering the very fabric of the universe with as causal a thing as a thought. Was it possible to survive in such a place where light, which should not have reached our world from distant solar systems for millions of years, now changed every second? I couldn't say. It was a heavy set of thoughts for a caravan guard.
Booth?
A voice called at my side. I stared up into the endless void above me. We were lying on rocky earth and dusty plains far to the north of the city we called our home. Yes, Mercury? Mercury Halsey was one of my few remaining comforts, a short, flame-haired woman of mixed Japanese and Caucasian descent. She had a thin, angular face with skin just recently weather-beaten from the sun. Mercury was not the sort of person one expected to survive in the harshness of the wasteland. Appearances could be deceiving, though, and in Mercury's case, she was silk hiding steel. Though she looked like either a merchant or scholar, Mercury was the former chief torturer for the recently overthrown New Arkham government. As a scientist, she'd been made to use her knowledge of healing to torment instead. In the end, she'd revolted and fled with me into the wasteland. We'd been traveling together for almost a year and had become lovers, a development expected by everyone but me. Mercury lay on a sleep roll beside me, her small body tucked under the blankets. I took a moment to admire it and wish we weren't currently celibate thanks to my condition. Behind us, there were beaten-down carts and composite cars made from 100 different vehicles, being used to haul freight and drive cattle from Kingsport to New Arkham. Creatures the locals called horses, but were a wide variety of strange mutated animals of a quad or hexahedral nature, also rode as part of the caravan. Dozens of humans were asleep or standing watch around us, a mixture of workers and guards like myself. Mercury was the caravan's medic. The two of us had been intent on changing the world, but we'd somehow ended up becoming traitors instead.
"What are you thinking about?"
Mercury asked. Though we were resting, she wore rough denim and goggles around her neck. Given the potential dangers of the wasteland, we had to sleep lightly and wake instantly, ready for action at any given moment.
"The stars," I admitted.
Mercury looked up.
"Yeah, I suppose they are pretty tonight,"
I snorted. If there was one survival advantage evolution had granted humanity over the many extra biological entities, or EBEs as the remnant used to call them, it was the ability to normalize the inexplicable. 6.5 billion humans had died in the rising, and the survivors had learned to share their world with all manner of strange creatures, many of which had lived beside us all along. The surviving humans still hated the Deep Ones, ghouls, mutants, and serpent men of the world, but their existence no longer drove an otherwise rational man to madness. Even now, a century later, we were still scraping by with all the divisions that had existed before. The members of the Morgan Trading Company were more afraid of Dunwich tribals or human raiders than they were of monsters robbing them.
"The stars are beautiful," I admitted, smiling. "I've been looking at them for hours."
"Can't sleep?"
"I don't sleep much anymore. Sometimes I go for weeks at a time without rest. I was speaking literally.